In a wide-ranging interview on state television, President Robert Mugabe said Zimbabwe has received less than $2 billion for what he said has been $15 billion worth of diamonds mined since 2009.
So where have our caras been going? And we've been blinded. Lots of swindling, smuggling has taken place. And the companies that have been mining virtually, I want to say, robbed us of our wealth. And that is why we have decided that this area should be a monopoly area and only the state should be able to do the mining in that area. You cannot trust a private company in that area, none at all. And we should have learned from the experiences of countries like Botswana, Angola, Namibia, etc.
Mugabe included the Chinese mining company Anjin in his indictment, a surprising move for some. China is a key investment partner for Zimbabwe. Officials have referred to China as the country's quote all-weather friend, unquote, since the U.S. and European nations imposed sanctions in 2002 over rights violations and vote rigging. But Mugabe says he addressed his concerns about Anjin with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping on his landmark visit to Zimbabwe late last year.
I don't think it has affected any of our relations adversely at all. Don't think so. I told President Xi Jinping that we were not getting much from the company and we didn't like it anymore in this country. So we wanted it to go back. I told him that. Yeah.
Anjin is one of the 9 foreign mining companies now fighting Mugabe's move in court. The case opened this week in Harare. The government said last month that under the new system, the Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company, in which the government will hold at least 50% equity, will now mine the country's gems. But Zimbabwean economist John Robertson says the government isn't actually ready to take over diamond extraction.
That is a nonsensical statement because you actually need cash to do the job in mining. Now they do need capital. Now they do need to bring in the proper techniques that will extract the real value from what's available, and the money to do that isn't there, and the people who are supposed to bring it there are thoroughly discouraged by the fact that they've got to invest 100% of the capital and they'll be allowed to earn an income from only 49% of that capital.
The government says this new system is in line with the broader indigenization policy, which since 2008 has forced foreign companies and landowners to cede control to black Zimbabweans. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.